Dr. Mansoor.
Hi.
Thank you for creating this whole, this whole event and this whole mastermind thing. And I just need to appreciate you as a human because this is like awesome. And here is my first question to you. How did you came up with this idea and what's the vision behind the mastermind?
Thank you for the question. And thank you for being a part of it, this edition. I hope you enjoyed it, being part of it and networking with our leaders. So coming back to your question, the motivation for me to do this was to create a genuine and exciting platform for leaders from all over the world where they do not have to hide their skills or talents, but be proud of it, because there is a platform where you can go ahead and show it and actually make a business model or a process-oriented career from it, where you actually reach out to people, other leaders that might be interested in what you're doing, and then the collaboration that happens after that, or investments that come in those projects because you have been showcased. For example, I'll tell you, if you have a bakery and you bake the best cake in town, okay, but you keep it in your bakery, how will the people outside know? So I created that platform where people can come show what they have baked, and when people come and taste it, and they're like, oh, I like this one, I like that one, depending on their taste, and then they start, you know, doing business together. Yeah, that was the whole idea, for collaborative efforts, for people to partner, to come from different countries. Now you might have met somebody, you'll be like, oh, this would be good in my country.
Yeah, good connection.
Yeah, and this would be good in your country. So you share your skills and expertise, and you know that you're coming from Mastermind platform, where we have built a network over 13 years already, you know, since 2013. So yeah, that's the main idea, to bring good people together and to do business without the fear of getting, you know, in trouble. So being like around genuine people helps.
And that's what I love. I mean, you guys are doing this for so long, and your network is your net worth.
Yeah.
So you are like the very big guy here in the networking space. And I just think it's so incredible to get so much people with so much value in one room. And there is my next question for you. You get thousands of attendees every year, but you only pick really, really the few and the one of the best.
Yes. No, more. I'll let you finish your question, then I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Go on.
How do you choose these guys?
Yes, good. Good question again. So basically what we do is, when we have nominations, we have three to four to 5,000 nominations each event. So we have 5 events annually, right?
Yep.
But then we have screening calls and nomination process and the voting and everything. Then we choose final 25 to 30 only. Because what we try to see is not just how good they are in their work, how talented or skillful they are, but it's also about how good they are. If they are kind people, you know, that's why we always question them about their experiences through hard times.
Their vision.
I'll tell you, being a good person, it is not about you are good because you have a choice. You're doing charity because you have money. It's more about you don't have something, and you find a way to get it just to be able to be helpful. So going out of way, of your way to do good. So we try to bring those kind of people who have a story, and it's real, and they want to grow organically, and they want to reach. They have the hunger and drive, but they're also nice and kind people, and they have compassion. They have. They are down to earth. So when I see humility, I push them to the next round of selection.
I see.
So that's my take. So that's what, because see, when you're doing business, people underestimate empathy. They underestimate compassion.
Because people like people.
Yes. So a person will not invest in you or in anything you're doing if they cannot spend some time with you. And that comes when they like you.
Yep.
So if they don't like you, even if your business has the best idea or plan, they wouldn't go ahead unless they are amateurs. You know, the people who you will see who are successful in life, they always bet on the people. They don't bet on the projects. They're like, oh, this guy can pull this off even if it looks impossible, because he has a drive, he's honest, and he will work hard for it, you know. So main idea is to collect a group of people that come together, and they are open to standing for each other. And they will tell you, oh, this is my network, please welcome.
Yeah.
You know, they will not be like, oh, I want to see
they
who's yours.
They will invite you.
And they will connect you with their people as well.
And
these are the people I like to work with.
And that's what I love about you, because you were so kind, and I, I just know it how it would be yesterday. We talked on the phone like 1 hour, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
you were
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Dude, that's my story too. You're so cool, Bam Bam Bam. And I love it. You were just you were just like a friend for me.
Thank you, man. That's why when we met today also, I was like, man.
I know you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right? So, so this is good. This is good.
And my last question for you is one thing. And I really like to ask, like, big leaders, big people, so role models, I like to ask this question. What's the most valuable learning you found out in life so far?
Oh, yeah. There are too many, but I'll tell you what's on the top of my head or that people need to know. When you're doing something in life, don't expect any mercy or any kind of support or help, even from your own family. Don't. Because when you're doing it, at the bottom of it, you're doing it because you chose to do it. So don't expect somebody else to feel for you. So if it's it's a success, it's collective, because somebody or somewhere stood by you. If it's a failure, it's just yours.
Yep.
You know? So don't expect anything. When you're doing something, do it so many times and do it in so many different ways that in the end you have, like, you know, when you're coming up with a cure, you're doing for years of experiments and lab tests, and then you get the final product, you know?
Yeah.
So anything you do in life is the same. You keep doing it for so many years.
It's a test.
In the end, you see, and you keep evolving. You cannot choose one's idea and it's, and you think this has to work, but it's failing, but you continue doing it. No. You need to be patient and keep trying different ways. A, B, C, D, E. There's one code that will fit, and you will, you know, get the code of success with it. And then you can replicate it, bring in, like, we have now 5 events. Mm-hmm. I started with 1.
Yeah.
And then we took it to different industries, but then we created our own concepts, you know? So it's not a copy-paste, but it has different things happening at the event. I think that made it so lovable, concept, Mastermind Awards. The name is tough, but when you come to the event, you feel, oh, everybody is so heart.
Yeah.
You know, it's full of heart, this event. That was my main idea, to bring good people, work together, and everybody enjoy working together. And you know, they're coming through us, so we can believe that this guy actually has chosen those people. So what I would advise is all the people you met, get into the depth of it, see what kind of proposals they have, whichever, you know, aligns with you, and you feel, oh, your gut instinct says this is a good option to go. I'm always open to discuss. Let me know as well. I'll guide you. I'll support you.
Thank you.
Whatever you need. You called, mentioned me as a role model. I honestly never want to be anybody's role model because I think I always chose different.
You are very good at networking.
No, actually, I'll tell you, networking. I love knowing people and what they're going through.
Mm-hmm. Their story.
I think it comes from the empathy part of it. So we're going back to the empathy. Mm-hmm. I think that empathy in me made me more available for people's stories. And when you are connecting people, not because of what they do, but who they are, is when you can actually build a good storyline.
Yeah.
So that's how business happens later. Because see, I'll tell you, not people nowadays checking if you're successful, then working with you. I always checked if this person has potential.
I see.
So when you look at potential and then you make friendships rather than success and failure at the moment.
Yeah.
Because see, you can be successful today, 1 month later you won't be. So what? That means is you won't be friends with him or not work with him? You cannot. These are silly things to approach the
you
life.
You see people as a human and not as a success or a failure.
See, again, like, I wouldn't like to say what people say because of the things they say in podcasts, you know? No, it's not. It has multi-layers, you know? When you talk to somebody, I get the vibe that this guy is honest. It's good for me. This woman is telling the truth, like, you know, according to the business, what she's... It matches what... Everything should match what from their saying to doing. For example, everything I told you, I still undertold you about my event. That's why your expectations were not so high, probably.
Yep.
But when you came here, you're like, oh.
You know what I mean? Shit.
So for me, it's like that. I like to tell them a little and show them how I do it. And then they can come and experience it. So I want to reach out to the world, maybe hopefully through your podcast. And they would like to come and officially launch a product, brand or business or whatever, partner with us. I mean, the world's our oyster, you know? I mean, it's been 13 years, and we have still 3 more events this year.
you know, holy
and
shit.
It's going to be it's going to be a wild ride. So yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, and I'm glad you guys came on board and you got to experience this. I hope you enjoyed it.
I'm very grateful for this.
No,
because
no,
because it's like you put so much work into that, what you do, and your passion, mm-hmm. and you just want to create impact and change in the world.
Yeah.
And then there is this one moment that out of 4,000 or 5,000 people,
yeah.
you just get selected.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
like, for me, it's like this one big thing where I'm so proud of, because mm. you see that the thing you do is it's working.
Yeah, I'm good.
And it's working out.
Yeah, 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 of course. Of that, course. This is, I'll tell you what this is. This is the push, appreciation, acknowledgement that people who are working very hard, going through so much rough times to reach their goals, trying all the tricks in the trade.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you get this, it makes you more responsible. That's what I've seen. It's not just fame and more business.
Yep.
It's also about it making you responsible. Now you think, oh, I was chosen as a mastermind. Now I should give back. Now I should mentor somebody. Now I should guide somebody. Now I should fix the issues I had before, because now somebody is watching on me.
Yeah,
you
I
know?
See.
So it's a responsibility, you know, when you get such an acknowledgement, which is international, there's a responsibility that you want. Automatically your mind is like, no, now I will not do this. Now I'm not going to take shortcuts. I'm going to work more. I'm going to be more. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you become. Because now everybody's eyes will be on you. The moment you'll be in the news, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And I appreciate you as a human.
Oh, thank you so much. That's my biggest compliment. That's what I have aimed for all my life. Thank you.
And I think we will see each other more times in this life.
Oh, yes, why not?
Thank you, bro.
Thank you so much. Take care.